So our scripture this morning is Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Isn't that so good? Isn't God good? He is amazing and wonderful and powerful. We serve such a good God. And last week when I was meeting with the board, I looked up and above your office it says shalom. That means peace. The Jewish people would say shalom, peace be with you. And I told the board, you know what? That's going to be our theme this 3 months when I'm here, because I'm a children's pastor and there's always a theme. And it's going to be shalom, shalom. Because two shaloms means perfect peace. It means wholeness. It means lacking nothing. Nothing. Nothing wanting. So we're going to give your board some rest these 3 months, because they have been amazing and they deserve it, and they need that, just that rest. I want them to come in here and just be fed and loved on. I want them to feel that these next 3 months. And I want you to feel a place where you can come and receive shalom, shalom. Perfect peace. Amen? That's what we want. We want wholeness. So Jorgen has come to love on us today. He's amazing, you guys. He has been praying over you. He's been praying over these songs. And I told him what I was going to preach on. And then he messaged them to me just so I could just listen to him in my prayer time. And I text his wife this morning, man, God has given him his gift, because he has been praying for you. He's been praying for you. So let's stand and let's sing together.
Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
So good to be here. Who's ready to worship? Amen. Well, we're going to start out with a song called I Thank God, which I think is very fitting. If you don't know it, just feel free to just engage in worship. All right? Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bad bones. And I thought with all my might that I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know. He told me that I was not alone. Amen. He took me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name forever. I am not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, and I thank God. I cannot deny what I've seen. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. You just can keep on moving. Now you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. master. I thank the Savior because he healed my heart. He changed my name forever free. I am not the same. I thank the master. I thank the Savior. And I thank God. Sing it. Hell lost another one, but I am free. Yes, I am free. Yes, I am free. Yes, hell lost another one, but I am free. Yes, I am free. Let's sing it out. Hell lost another one, but I am free. Oh, I am free. Yes, I am free. Because hell lost another one. Yeah, I am free. Cause he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name forever free. I am not the same. I thank the master, I thank the Savior, and I thank God. Amen. Amen. Woo! What a great way to start the day, right? Amen. Let's all stand together. Great is your faithfulness.
Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. You never change. You never fail, oh God. True are your promises. Yeah, true are your promises. You never change. Oh, you never fail, oh God. And so we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One who was and is and is to come. Sing it again. Yeah, we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One who was and is to come.
Sing it together. Why did you love?
And why is your love and grace? Oh, wide is your love and grace. You never change. Oh, you never fail. Oh, God. And so we raise. And so we raise up holy hands. To praise the Holy One who was and is and is to come. Yeah, we raise up holy hands to praise the Holy One who was and is to come.
Let's all sing this together. You were.
You were. You are. You will always be. You were.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I am fighting battles every single day. And it's sometimes really challenging to remind myself that I just don't need to be doing that. I think it's just that good reminder that God's just got you in the palm of his hands. It's one of my favorite things. My daughter has that, a big blanket in her room that just says, God has you in the palm of his hands. And I think that's a really important reminder that we're not fighting these battles alone. Man, this world is challenging. I feel like it just keeps getting harder and harder, right? But it's just that good reminder that he's there. We're just not alone, right? Amen.
And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. When all I see is the cross, God, you see the end. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet. And I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Yes Lord, the battle belongs to you. Yes, God, the battle belongs to you.
Amen.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. And I'll bring you more than song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. And I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Sing it out. I'm coming back to the heart of all about you, Jesus. And I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. All about you. Sing that chorus one last time. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord. We just ask you to come and be in this place. Lord, we pray as Pastor Nicole comes before us and delivers your word, Lord. Lord, just bring a peace over her. Bring a joy. Bring laughter. And just bring calmness. Lord, we just thank you for this ability to come to this place of worship and give you praise. Lord, we just lift up your name. In Jesus' name.
Pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning, I'd like to begin, ask you to imagine with me a backyard. And you can imagine my backyard if you want. And my backyard has this patio that my husband put in that he said we should put a little farther. And I said, no, we need grass. And he was right. But imagine the patio, okay? And that's where everybody goes and has a barbecue. My kids play on the grass. It's not a very big backyard, but it's just right for us. We have the swing set, and we love to invite people over. We love to invite people over to have a barbecue. It's just, that's who we are. My husband loves to cook. He loves to cook for people, so you can imagine some amazing smash burgers on that barbecue.
Okay.
Oh, man, they are so good. And you're like, okay, now you're making me hungry. They are so good. They are juicy. And then Everyone who comes usually brings like the most amazing salads. Like my sister-in-law, she makes the most delicious salads. And so you can imagine burgers and salads and sodas, like your favorite soda that's really gonna quench your thirst. And then like amazing people there, right? I've invited maybe some of my family, maybe some neighbors, but I've also invited a family that I know of who doesn't know Jesus. And so I've invited them to my house because we love to barbecue, so it's only felt natural to just invite them into our home. We're gonna do life with these people. So they're in our backyard, and we're all talking, and we're having a good time, and we're eating delicious food. And next thing I know, my dad is sharing with the husband, hey, I got NASCAMP coming up. I love basketball, and you should come to NASCAMP. And he's like, oh, that sounds like my kids would really like that. And then a few other conversations happen, and my sister-in-law is talking to the mom, and she says, I think you should come to MOPS. MOPS is so cool. You get a hot breakfast. You actually get to eat, like, without choking. It's really amazing. And the mom's like, yeah, that sounds great. I want to be there. And then some more conversations happen, and I start talking to the kids about VBS. Oh, you got to come to VBS. It's going to be so fun. They're like, yeah, we got to go to VBS, right? And then the kids are all talking about kids camp. And next thing you know, this family is totally living life with us. They are in church, their kids are going to VBS, mom's going to MOPS, dad's like, I can help at basketball camp. And this family just begins to come into our church family and do life with us. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
That's a good day at a barbecue. But how often do we think, let's just minister to people while we're doing life? Sometimes we think, oh, we gotta have a program, we gotta plan this, we gotta do this, we gotta set it up. We don't always think of just living our life and witnessing to people around us. How do they see us, right? Do they see Jesus with us? Can we just go to our job, our 9-to-5, and just do what we normally do? People go, I don't know what you have, but I want it to, right? We don't always think like that. So today, I'm going to do a little different. I'm a children's pastor, so watch out. You'll never know what's up here. I have two jars here with a line on the top. And this jar here, these two, have little lines. I think there's 8. I don't know. Rhonda accidentally erased some when she filled the water. Oh, dang it. I was going to get her. Okay. No, but it's fine. I put them back on there. So, and these will wipe off. I promise. We won't ruin these jars. I do need some volunteers, though. I need 4. I told my husband he had to volunteer if no one volunteered. Okay, Lauren and Nadine and Jan, come on up. And then I need one more. Okay, Eileen, come on up. Yeah, my husband's like, please volunteer. Okay, so Lauren and Nadine, you can stand here. And then Eileen and Jan, you guys stand here. Okay, I'm going to give them each an envelope, and they're going to read that envelope, okay? Just to yourselves. Yeah. And you're going to read this one to yourselves, okay? All right. If you have any questions, let me know. These are the two things you're going to be pouring into here, okay? I didn't have jars, so you're going to use water bottles and not jars. Okay? Okay. Do you see the lines? Does that make sense? So you're going to pour into this one, and you're going to pour into this one.
Yes.
Make sure you don't fill it to another line until both you have it on that line. So the first line, the second line.
Gotcha.
Okay. See, that's why I said, do you have any questions? not yet.
No.
Oh, that's because you guys got the wrong ones. How did I do that? See, we can do this. Yes, yes. Okay, now does this make sense? Okay, so you just have to make sure that you fill the lines to each one, but you can't go to the next line until you're both matched. Yeah, and you guys just get to. Okay. She's here. I thought I had it all worked out. I'm not as organized as I thought, Joyce. Okay. Are you guys ready? Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you have to stop. You lost. Jan and Eileen won. Okay, we'll give you guys a hand. Good job. Winners, thank you. Thank you for volunteering. I really appreciate it. It's really gonna help my sermon here. Okay, so thank you ladies. That helps so much. All right, so this morning we're gonna talk about this, and that's my next slide. Our first one is family or mission. Okay, so today we're gonna be talking about our family, and the second word is mission. And this can be in different ways, so I want you to take it how you see it. Whether that is family as the church body, or family, your immediate family, right? Wherever you are right now with God, you say, okay, this is for me in this way. So the first thing we're gonna talk about is family or mission. Now, family or mission is one or the other, okay? That's when we say, God, this is what you've called me to do, but I also care about my family. But all of a sudden, the mission becomes really heavy, okay? It's weighted. And what always happens? The mission will always come first if we do it that way, because mission is heavy. Yes? Yeah. Can we all agree? Okay. The next one is family and mission. And that was this here, how Nadine and Lauren were trying to pour into these jars exactly at the same time, family and mission. They're trying to manage boundaries, and it becomes unstable and exhausting. Did you see him trying to, like, and they were just like, okay, I'm gonna look like this and watch her at the same time? It's too hard. It's too hard to try to do both at the same time. It sounds like a good idea, and you can make it work for a while, but pretty soon you get exhausted really, really fast. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay. Next one is family is mission or family as mission. And this is okay. Sometimes our family has to be the mission. Have we all had a point in our lives where our family was the mission? I hope you all are raising your hands, because if not, wow, that's an amazing life. Okay? Family is or family as mission. Now, the only thing we have to be careful with is that this is only for a time. And we have to caution ourselves, because family can become an idol. We get stuck there and we're like, oh, we forget about all the other things God has called us to. And we only focus on our immediate family or even just our church family. Okay, the next one is family on mission. These were our winners. Ding, 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 ding. And I am so sorry, Nadine. They were going to win. I knew they were going to win. I apologize. I kind of set you guys up. Family on mission. Did you notice how these ladies were pouring into the same jar together? This says, come, walk alongside us. Do life with us. That's when your family together says, we're not going to try to do it separate. I'm not going to try to keep everybody happy. We're just going to walk together. We're going to do it together. We're going to be in unity together. So today I would like to share how Jesus was living a family on mission. Jesus was doing that, a mission style life calling to walk alongside him with his disciples. So we're going to be in the book of John. John chapter 1, verse 35 to 42. And you can go ahead and turn there if you'd like. John's going to give us a little peek into this moment where Jesus is calling his first two disciples to follow him. And Jesus is just living his life. He's just going along, living his life, and he asks them to just come and see. Nothing fancy. Just come and see. So open up your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse 35 to 42. That's where we're going to be today. If you guys want to go ahead and stand with me, we'll go ahead and read together as John's disciples follow Jesus, okay? I'm going to start right at 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples, and when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God! And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what Jesus had said and who had followed Jesus. And the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah. That is Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which was translated to Peter. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this message. Thank you for this word. I just pray that you just give me the words today. May they touch hearts. May hearts be prepared for your message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So, real quick, I want to talk about a word, oikos. And it is the Greek word, oikos here, means family. I'm going to use that a lot today. So this is the word that when you hear me say oikos, I'm talking about family. Okay? So, verses 35 to 36. This is when the disciples notice that Jesus is the Lamb of God. But here's the kicker. Jesus is not announcing it. I love this. Jesus is so cool. Jesus passes by the Jordan, and Jesus, not saying anything, not looking up, he's just passing by the Jordan, doing his thing, just living life. John says, "Hey, there's the Lamb of God." It's John. John's the one making the announcements, and here his two disciples who have been following John. They trust John. They've been hearing about who's coming. Oh, man, I want to follow him. What's he doing? What's going on over there? I want to know all about him. John says he's the Lamb of God. So what do? They just both just, they start following Jesus. And Jesus here, he doesn't even say anything other than turning around and saying, "Well, what do you want?" Yeah. What do you want? Jesus is so cool. He's just so chill. Well, what do you want? Why are you following me, right? Well, these disciples want to know what's going on about this guy. He's something special. But Jesus is just living life. We don't know. The scriptures say maybe he was just going to the market. And then these guys are following him. "I don't know. I'm just going to buy some pears, guys. Come on. What do you want from me?" But John has made these men believe that this is someone special. Okay? So Jesus is walking, and he says, "What do you want?" And they say, "Rabbi," which means teacher or great one. So they want to do more than just follow Jesus. They want to know this guy. They want to fellowship with this guy. And they ask him, "Well, where are you staying? Where are you staying? We don't want to just follow you. We want to go where you're going. We want to sit with you. We want to break bread with you. We want to know you." And so Jesus, he's so cool. He's just like, "Come. Come and you will see. Come walk with me." And back then, in the Jewish tradition, rabbis very often would teach and disciple while they were walking. So it wasn't uncommon for you to see that. "Yeah, absolutely, we'll follow you. Tell us all the things," right? We want to know all the things. Tell us why we're walking with you, why we're living life with you. Let's do this, Jesus. And then Jesus, he doesn't just come and see. He invites them into his home. This isn't just a walk. It's not just going to the market. He says, "Come in to my home and break bread with me. Let's fellowship together. Live life with me. Let's do this." And then after spending a little time with Jesus, Andrew's like, "Oh, I got to tell somebody." So he goes to tell his brother Peter, who's in his oikos. Jesus is already creating his oikos, his disciples. He's saying, "Come, come and you will see." He's bringing on people into that oikos. And then Andrew's like, "Oh, I got to go tell my brother." And he brings Peter to Jesus. Yes. And then Peter is part of Jesus' oikos. He's building a family. He's inviting people to come and walk alongside him. Good news. Andrew's sharing the good news. He's building an oikos. So what do we do with this scripture? I mean, it's all good things. But what do we do with it? What sticks out the most in this piece of scripture? Well, for me, it was God did not call us to be alone. He didn't call us to be alone. Even in the very beginning in Genesis, Genesis 2:18, it's going to be up here for you. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Even in creation, God looked at Adam and said, "You need a friend. Be in relationship with someone. Build a family." And then God desired to create Adam because he wanted to be in relationship with him. So Adam and Eve, they walked a garden with God. They were in relationship together. They spent time together. They broke bread together. That's our natural nature, to desire to be in relationship with other people, because that's who God is. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, there's already a relationship there, and then he created man to be in relationship with them. That's who we are. It makes sense that we want to create our own oikos because we were created in his image. In the Nazarene Church, Article 11 is called the Church. And this is what it says. The mission of the church in the world is to share in the redemptive and reconciling ministry of Christ in the power of the Spirit. The church fulfills its mission by making disciples through evangelism, education, showing compassion, working for justice, and bearing witness to the kingdom of God. Amen. Bearing witness to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You cannot always do that in here. Amen. You got to be out there. Yeah. Got to be out there. Jesus said simply, "Come and you will see." Come and you will see. Jesus was living a life worth following. Andrew wanted to follow him so bad and loved everything he had to see and hear that he went and called his brother Peter. "Come and you will see." And Jesus just desired people to walk alongside him. That was it. Come walk alongside me. Just live life. And oikos is of many people. And Jesus was building that, his disciples and the people that were following him. And even Paul in 1 Corinthians was speaking to the church. He was writing the church of Corinth. There was division and they were struggling. And they weren't seeing that unity of the body. They were not walking alongside each other. They were not reflecting Jesus Christ in this broken world. And so he said this in 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the Spirit to drink." Paul said, you need each other. You can't do this without each other. That's how God created you. That's why when there's division, it doesn't work. God said, you all have a gift. I've given you a gift. I've given you a mission. I've said, hey, you have a job. You have a job. You have a job. You have a gift. Use it. Use it together. Work together to find how you can walk alongside. Because if you aren't walking alongside, you can't bring others into your oikos. They're not going to want to follow along. And Jesus was so easy to follow along. That's why we got to be like Jesus. So what does that look like? Living life. I'm going to tell you a story about my church. I'm going to use my church family as an example. When COVID hit, there were a lot of people who didn't want to go to church. And my dad was like, man, I just want everybody to come to church. I just want everybody to feel safe and loved, and I want to share Jesus with them. So we said, we got to think outside the box. So we literally thought outside the box, and we went outside. Let's have church outside. Now, we don't have, like, a property like you guys do. I mean, this is amazing. Eureka Naz has a parking lot, though. A piece of cement. And we said, we're going to make everybody park on the side, and we're going to have church in the parking lot. Okay? We're going to do life. Now, that didn't change what we normally do. We always get together on Sunday at 10:30, and the band plays, and the pastor preaches, and we worship together in fellowship. So we're not doing anything different other than going outside. But here's the difference. People next door started coming out and listening. Neighbors started walking out and saying, what's going on over there? And some of them even stayed outside to listen. We were just doing life together. We didn't change what we were doing. We were just doing life together, like every Sunday. The only difference is we were outside, and we were able to witness to people around us.
Amen.
Come and you will see. Invite people into your oikos to live life with them. And here's the hard part. You've got to let people see you struggle and hurt. You got to let your guard down a little bit and allow people to see you struggle, because they have to see how Jesus moves in your life. Yeah? We have to let our insecurities down. We have to say, I am struggling with this, but I know Jesus is going to take care of it. And that's not always easy. But what will Jesus do in your life that will allow Jesus to break into theirs? What will Jesus do in your life? Because the rain's going to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. You just want to have the Jesus umbrella, right? Amen?
Yeah.
And you want to say, here's my umbrella. Share with me. Let me tell you about Jesus. They can learn from our life where we are. So we want to walk alongside each other so that others can see Jesus through us. The church body that can live life together shines a light of Jesus throughout their community. It's not always specific to the immediate family. It can be, but sometimes it's the church itself. So then you have to ask yourselves, how does the church struggle? What do people see when our church struggles? What do people see when we rejoice? Do they see Jesus? Do they see Jesus? Because I'll tell you what, God does not need us. Uh-oh. Sometimes we get on our high horse. My dad calls it fat and sassy. And we get stuck too much in the family is our mission. And we just start only spending time with each other. And we're like, ooh, we're so good. We're just amazing. But then we get fat and sassy. And we forget that God is the one in control and he doesn't need us. In Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Because here's the thing. God does not need us, but he wants us. And he chooses us. And I don't know about you, but that is like the best thing. That's what I want. I want to be chosen. Chosen into his oikos. Chosen to be in mission with him. Chosen to walk alongside him. He says, church, come and you will see. He has chosen you so that you can be like Andrew and go out and tell your brothers and sisters and all the people you see on the street and in the stores and where you work, just living life. So the time is now, right now. There's no time like the present to start living a life like Christ and inviting others into your oikos to walk alongside you. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? Well, our children. Oh, wait, Nicole. Whoa. They're loud, noisy, and they don't know all the things. They don't. You're right. They don't know all the things yet. They're still learning. But I'll tell you what. Man, they're smart. Sometimes they can be more honest than we can. And I'll tell you, I got a quote from VBS. So good. I mean, this kid, like off the cuff. We were talking about tacos and God. Or no, excuse me, tacos and people. I know, it's VBS. And I said, hey, so kids, what's the difference between tacos, loving tacos and loving people? And I mean, oh, I know. And I said, okay. What is it? And he says to me, who knows what you're going to get, right? He says, Pastor Nicole, tacos are on Tuesday, and people are every day. That is like the best, right? And I told him, I said, can I quote you? They are so smart, and they love Jesus. Allow them to walk alongside you in your mission. My son Cameron, oh boy, that kid wants everybody to know Jesus. He has talked to people in line at the bathroom. He disappears, and we're like, where is Cameron? Well, I was asking them in line at the bathroom what church they went to. Cameron has been down at the baseball field doing this to people. And I'm like, what is he doing? He's like, oh, Mom, they didn't know that Jesus made them. I was telling them, don't you know God loves you? Well, I think it was seven, Ken, maybe? I mean, this kid just wants everybody to know, while he's playing on the playground, that Jesus loves them.
Amen.
So bring your kids in ministry with you on mission, whether you're the church or your immediate family. What does it look like to build an oikos beyond your immediate family? What does it look like to build oikos among or beyond your church? What does that look like for you? Maybe right now it's just your immediate family, and that is okay. That is a perfect place to start. Begin to invite others to walk alongside you, though. If you want to step out of that, look who your immediate family is and say, okay, we're good here. Let's bring someone else along. Is there a college student that doesn't have a home, a family here that can get a nice hot cooked meal? Invite them to your barbecue. They will be really happy. Is there a family with young kids that you can call and say, I'm going to make dinner for you. Just come over on Thursday night. Let me just love on you. And the mom will be like, yes, please hold my child while I eat. This is good. Invite people to walk alongside you. Because the thing is, we don't have to change that much to be on mission with God. Jesus showed us it's that easy. He was just walking along the path. And people came and followed him. If you're living a Christ-filled life, they will want to follow you just like they wanted to follow Jesus because they want to know what you have. Why, when you struggle, you're not on your knees falling apart? Why, when you struggle, you call someone and they just love on you? Why, when you struggle, you go to church and you're okay? I don't get it. Why, when you're rejoicing, you're just overly happy? I don't understand. Nothing's that happy. Nothing's that good. What are you doing different than I am? And you can say, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is my friend. I walk alongside Jesus. Come walk alongside me. Let me tell you all about him. Come to my barbecue. Break bread with me. Let me tell you all about him. I want you to know. I want you to hear. And here's what I want you to leave with today. I want us to go out and create our own oikos. Walking alongside each other, doing life together as family on mission. Don't get stuck trying to do family on mission. Don't do it. It's exhausting. You will fall apart. God didn't create you that way. Mm-hmm. He said, do it together. Bring your kids, bring your wives, bring your husbands. Bring the church with you. Do it together. Be on family on mission. That's your wholeness. When you are in the body of Christ and you are all doing what we are called to do, we are all stepping into our mission, we are all saying, yes, we were all created to be as God has created us to be. When we are a family on mission, that's just being like Jesus. That is just being like Jesus. Now I'm going to do something this morning. Jargon's like, oh man, she's going to do it. Okay. I have a song for you. And I don't usually lead with the piano, so lots of grace this morning. But I love this song. If you know it, you can sing it along with me. It's called Church, Take Me Back. Okay, so if you know the song, sing, please, so I'm not the only one, okay? There's a time, there's a soul that I'd never go back. I was blind to the truth.
Trophy for the winner.
Dear God, thank you so much for bringing us to church. It's a good place. But we don't want to be stuck here in this brick and mortar. We want to go out, and we want to be Jesus. We want to be a part of your oikos, and we want to follow you. Give us this day, and just bless these people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this morning when you leave here, tell each other, shalom, shalom, wholeness. Go out, walk alongside each other, and bring other people into your oikos. Go be Jesus to others. Have a good day.